USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests held in dozens of cities across the nation over the weekend against governors issuing stay-at-home orders because of the coronavirus pandemic. And President Trump said at yesterday's coronavirus briefing he does agree that some efforts being made by governors to stop the spread of COVID-19 are too extreme.
Some governors have gone too far. Some of the things that happened are maybe not so appropriate. And I think in the end, it's not going to matter because we're starting to open up our states. And I think they're going to open up very well.
The chairman of the National Association of Governors, Maryland's Larry Hogan, says,
"Look, we're doing everything we possibly can to reopen in a safe manner, but I don't think it's helpful to encourage demonstrations and encourage people to go against the president's own policy."
Hogan spoke on CNN's State of the Union, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question, your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. And again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, day three. I thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, give him my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
With so many people out of work from the pandemic, more people are going hungry. And USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
From the streets of Southern California to the sidewalks of Maine, the financial fallout from the pandemic crisis is now triggering a hunger crisis. In Maine, Trinity Jubilee Center Director Aaron Reed said it's getting hard to keep up.
We're seeing folks who we can tell have never had to ask for food before. And second of all, people who were already struggling. Like single parents, parents working low-wage jobs, elderly people, disabled people. They used to be able to get food from different places in the community, and a lot of those food kitchens and food pantries have shut down, so people are relying on us for even more food.
According to Feeding America, the nation's largest hunger relief organization, before the virus outbreak, there were already 37 million people nationwide who didn't have enough to eat. That number is expected to grow by an additional 17 million during the crisis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
People are remembering a dark day in American history. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Until 9/11, it was the deadliest domestic terrorism incident in U.S. history. It's the 25th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing that killed 168 people and injured nearly 700 others. A rental truck filled with explosives was detonated outside the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in O.C., and the blast destroyed or damaged more than 300 buildings within a 16-block radius. Former U.S. Army soldiers Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols, convicted of the attack, both had ties to right-wing extremist groups. McVeigh claimed that he targeted that building to avenge the raid on the compound of a Branch Davidian religious sect in Waco, Texas, which had happened 2 years prior.
Pope Francis left the Vatican to call for equality. USA's John Hunt has more.
Pope Francis is urging the faithful to use the coronavirus pandemic's time of trial to prepare a future where inequalities are abolished and the poorest are no longer left behind. Francis traveled a few blocks outside the Vatican walls to celebrate Mass at a nearby church to march a special feast day dedicated to mercy. Only a few priests were in the pews given Italy's strict virus lockdown. Francis said the grave global toll of the pandemic has reminded the world that there are no borders between those who suffer, no differences in nationalities among those who are struck or spared. He said, "We are all frail, all equal, and all precious."
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.